Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So much of our greatest music and the moments surrounding it are filled with spontaneity. And the 1993 induction of Sly and the Family Stone is no exception. P-Funk mastermind George Clinton offers a witty but entirely unrehearsed speech to honor his fellow funk legends, dubbing the Family Stone the greatest funk band that ever was, and calling his longtime comrade Sly the greatest writer he can think of. As they take the stage, the Family Stone immediately launches into an impromptu rendition of one of their classic songs. And their subsequent induction speeches are humorous and filled with gratitude, with bassist Larry Graham remarking in his inimitable deep voice how the evening's event has made him recognize how fortunate they all were to still be experiencing life together at that time. Listen closely at the end as Sly himself makes an entrance, much to everyone's surprise and delight.
Wow. What's happening, y'all? I had a lot planned to say when I first got here. And I thought it was going to be real cool. I was going to be clever, going to be deep, and I was going to be real effective. But I walked in, first thing I saw was Larry Graham, Freddie, Jerry, Rose, Cynthia, Greg. I forgot every damn thing I was going to say. The one thing I've always wanted to see, like most people want to see the Beatles back together, is to see Sly and the Family Stone just standing somewhere in the same room. Now, I've seen that. I ain't got shit to say. They're the greatest funk band that ever was. Sly is probably the single greatest writer that I can even try to think of. Plus, he's my man. When I first heard of Sly and the Family Stone, I got a little pissed off. We were up at CBS, and it was Dave Kaepernick. He was just getting ready to sign a deal with Epic. He said, I have this new guy, Sly, and he has a label called Stoneflower. You know, he's kind of like your group. Then he took me back there and played the records. I ain't going to tell you what I said, but it was definitely that this is the baddest sucker I've ever heard in my life. You know, so we signed with the label. Records never came out, but we went on to be in the shadow of Sly's for some years, and finally we met him, and it was a love affair from then on. And when they called me the other day to ask me to do this, I thought right off the top, oh yeah, that's easy. Sly, I can think of a lot of shit to say, you know? But I forgot how good it was in the 60s. They say, if you remember the 60s, you weren't there. I don't really remember the 60s. I see a lot of your faces out there. I know your faces, but I can't quite remember where I knew you from. But so I'm not going to go on trying to describe it because there ain't enough words, enough signs or nothing to describe Sly and the Family Stone. So I'm glad it's my honor to be the one to induct him into the Hall of Fame. Freddie, Rose, Sly, all of them back there. Come on out. I guess that's what I'm supposed to do.
After the break, we'll hear from members of Sly and the Family Stone on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
My name is Freddie, and I'm not supposed to lean on the podium. Really, I just want to say from my heart, this is really, truly a great honor. We really appreciate it. When I heard about it, I couldn't believe it. I'm so grateful that you remembered us. We didn't know, personally, I didn't know what kind of impact the group had in the music industry. We couldn't really tell. We would just go from place to place. That is, when we would go from place to place. And We didn't know. We didn't know. It's such a great honor. And I thank you. I appreciate it. And I will cherish this award. And to me, it's something that should encourage every entertainer and musician and person that receives this award to really walk upright, worthy of this award. It is an honor. And I had the privilege of playing with wonderful, exciting musicians. Jerry Martini, Cynthia Robinson, my own sister Rose, Larry Graham, Greg Errico, and my brother Sly. Couldn't find a better group of musicians. We started off rehearsing in my parents' home, working every day, 8 hours a day. We rehearse all day long, bring our sack lunches. We just work, and we honed our craft, and we worked, and we polished it, and we re-shined it and dirtied it up and polished it and re-honed it and everything. We did it for over a year until we thought we were ready to go out and face the public and whatever, you know, was in store for us. And I didn't know how great these musicians were until life began to move in their lives and they would go in different directions. And then I realized what I had in each musician. Larry brought his great bass playing to the group, his innovative energy, and Jerry Martini, who played like a soul brother. Cynthia Robinson, who had great endurance and stamina and kept us alive and going all the time. My sister Rose, who came in and sang just the right thing at the right time. Greg, who kept that drum kicking. Never let me down. I mean, it was great. It was great playing with these people. And I've never had the chance really to tell them all at one time. That's why I'm taking the time now to do it. And I love each and every one of them. And I really do thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I hadn't imagined I was going to have to say anything. I didn't know there was going to be this kind of party, but I'm glad. It's also my birthday party. Nothing can feel any better. I want to say thank you to my two daughters, Laura Andrews and Sylviette, who's here with me tonight. My four grandchildren, my mother, who's not here any longer, but made sure I made all the parades in town when I was in school, on time. Thank you, all of you, had something to do with me being here in the first place, being honored. It's one of the highlights of my life. We were just having fun with each other. That's what we started out doing, just playing together and having fun together. And actually, just living together, we became a family, living up to the name. Thank you from the bottomless part of my heart. And for all the squares, this is one night you don't have to go home.
I'm just thankful for being here tonight. I would have been in Hawaii the last 13 years. I'm just still playing my saxophone, and I can't believe I'm seeing everybody after all these years and everything. I'd like to thank people who manage this. I'd like to thank Ken Roberts, Dave Capra, like all the people that helped this. And I'd like to thank my wife, Willie Mae, for being here. Thank you very much.
This is exciting. This is really exciting. Besides thanking my family, mom and dad, wife, my kids, who give me a lot of strength and support, and my adopted family, because without them and what we did together musically, I also wouldn't have the opportunity to play with lots of other very talented people all over the world. And it's been wonderful. And I want to thank the voting, the people that voted for the group and acknowledged us and gave us a chance to be here and get together again. Feels great. Thank you.
My name is Larry Graham. And I just want to say that tonight, as I was sitting over there watching the whole program, something very special happened to me, which may have happened to you. I got a deeper appreciation of the gift of life, because there were so many great people who were mentioned this evening who have contributed so much to the world of music. And as their loved ones came out and accepted for them, it really touched my heart deeply. It was so emotional, sometimes almost to the point of tears, because I know how it feels to lose a loved one, because I've done it in my life with my mother and grandmother and others. So to see these ones come out, and I sit there and I'm saying, you know, just sitting here being alive is so special. So from this moment on, I've already been trying to contribute something positive and live a positive life. But from this moment on, I'm gonna try even harder. And I hope that the outcome will be something that will be able to touch your hearts. And maybe you made the same decision tonight that from here on out, you're going to appreciate life more. And the thing that really got me is the fact that it was really sad that some of the group members or band members could not be here tonight to appreciate this once-in-a-lifetime privilege. Because as someone said earlier, this only happens one time. And this is a special moment. And the fact that each and every member of Sly and the Family Stone is alive . You know what I mean?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Can you hear me over there? Do you know what I'm saying over here? It's good to be alive. So then that means that it's still possible for something else to happen. I don't know what. But the fact that we're still around and here tonight means that it's always possible. You know what I mean? So tonight, I just want to say that in my heart, I'm just so happy for all of us, just for the gift. Of life. Life.
Good evening, everybody. It's time to go home now, so it's a good night almost. But anyway, I'm Rose, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who voted for us. Thank you for coming tonight. This is indeed an honor, and we're excited. We're excited like we were how many years ago? Don't say it. I want to thank my mother and father, who are over there, and my daughter, Lisa, and Ken Roberts. And to all those people that will say, why didn't you say thank you to me? I want to say thank you to you, too.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Chacoine. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.